الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه، فاسال التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم. وفقنا يا كريم وفقنا يا كريم وفقنا يا كريم، واحفظنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الاجل الله الاخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله هذه بشره من الله تعالى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد المرسلين والآخرين. اشف لنا يا شفيع المرسلين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اتصال اخت حنيفة اخت حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه. One Friday in Medina Munawwara he came and wanted to be married. Ya ibadallah, said he, when I was very young, I used to be a servant to my three aunts, and the whole day I worked hard. I cleaned and dug and shoveled and sweated, and at the end of the day, said Hazrat Omar Rabbi Allah, that my aunt paid me either a handful of raisins or a handful of dates as payment for my toil. Then he descended from the minbar and walked away. That was the khutbah. Then the people close to him and came and told him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, what kind of a khutbah was that? What happened, he said, that as I mounted to deliver my khutbah to my people, my ego came to me and he said, Ya Omar, you are the conqueror of the world. Look at you, you are an emperor. You conquered Egypt and Persia and Jerusalem. You are the greatest. I had to go back to my origin, said Hazrat Omar, and humble myself, remembering the days of my childhood. Of Allah Ta'ala, the Kitab al-Aziz, Uzu Billahi Minash Shaitan, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim. فأدخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها بلابس مثوى المتكبرين، صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says, hence enter the gates of hell therein to abide, and evil indeed shall be the state of all who are given to false pride. And in Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Kibriya Ridai Wal-Azamatu Izari Faman Qasamani Fihi Ma Al-Qaytuhu Jahannam. Pride is my robe, said Allah Ta'ala. Greatness is my waistband. Whoever attempts to steal it from me, I throw him into the hellfire. Ibadullah, I look at you in this blessed noontime of Ramadan, and you look at me. What I see is a bunch of poor, pitiful, humble people who are in total need of the mercy and the help of Allah Ta'ala and everything and everybody else. If you don't believe me, when you go home, look at the mirror. That is what is wonderful, what we do in this blessed month. Just a little thirst and a little hunger, little discipline that we cannot do what our ego wants us to do, what our flesh pushes us to do, that little discipline, that little hunger, that little thirst, that little dry mouth makes one the truth in one, that what little creatures we are, totally powerless, totally helpless, totally in need of the one who created us, and the one who feeds us, and the one who takes care of us. One of the worst sicknesses which our ego afflicts us with is arrogance. The God of Allah shall wait for me. Allah Ta'ala hates it. The people hate it. Your mother hates it. Your father hates it. Your wife, your husband hates it. Your children hates it. Your neighbors hates it. But Allah, take that lesson from the month of Ramadan and rid yourself of false pride and be humble and be indeed even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, I am proud of my God. I am proud of my deen indeed. Ya Rabbi, have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on all of the
dhammas. Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, have mercy on all of humankind.
Ameen.
Ya Rabbi, keep us humble this and help us get rid of this false pride which also has had. Ameen. Thank you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us for a madraf of water in the form and shape of a human being. Ya Rabbi, we were hungry, you fed us. We were new, you dressed us. We knew not, you taught us. We couldn't walk, you made us walk. We couldn't talk, you made us speak. Ya Rabbi, every day building our lives on this planet, even before we know what we need, you satisfy our needs. You pour upon us such wealth, such gifts that we can have for every time. Yet, Ya Rab, we are a thankless bunch. We complain and we want more. We are never satisfied. We have tyrannized ourselves. We have sinned. We are selfish. Have mercy on us. Teach us selfishness. Teach us that we are in need of you. Teach us that you are the Razzaq who gives everything what we receive with others. God, we teach us and let Muhammad thank you and count us amongst your thankful children. Ya Rabbi, sometimes you test us. You test us if we truly believe in you, if we truly love you, if we truly obey you. But that you know not so that we know ourselves. You test us with a little pain, little hunger, little thirst. You test us taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality they are all yours. And although you say, Allahumma sabirin, you are next to the one who shows patience. Although you say that patience is the key to your paradise, we are never patient. We are most impatient. And each time you test us, Yarab, we complain to our lawyers, to our doctors, to our wives, to our children. Oh, to us, we have tyrannized ourselves. We complain about you to your creation. Yarab, have mercy on us. Amen. Change our ways. Teach us patience. Amen. Especially in this blessed month of Ramadan, Yarab, we thank you. Teach us patience. Amen. And count us. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك المقربين وعلى اهل تاجك اجمعين من اهل السماوات واهل الارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول